Wow, what a pot. Hi, I'm Maggie.
And I'm Maddie.
And today we will be sharing our wonderful pot with you.
The pot known as Ajax Carrying Dead Achilles is found at the Walters Museum in Baltimore, Maryland. It tells a story and represents some of the wonderful artwork of the ancient Greeks.
Made at an estimated 530 to 510 BC, the pot depicts Ajax carrying the dead Achilles after what we assume to be the Trojan War, where Achilles was shot and killed in the heel.
This pot is a black figure amphora. Black figure is a pot design technique that was extremely popular in 6th century BC. Amphoras were used as large storage containers due to their size.
They have very distinct side handles on each side, which helped identify an amphora, but even more important, it helps the Greeks with transporting their goods like wheat and other grains.
It has many specific black details like the ancient Greek key, which you can see right below the characters of the pot. The key is sometimes referred to as the Minder because of the curves of the Minder River in Turkey.
Homer mentions this same river in his epic poem, The Iliad, and says that the river actually symbolizes infinity or the internal flow of things.
How fascinating! Notice all the sleek black paint on each handle and on the bottom of the and top rims. There is also a teardrop design on the bottom and top of the pot around the story.
The teardrop design maybe relates to the woman leading Ajax who is crying due to the death of Achilles.
You know, I think that woman is Achilles' mother.
Why would you say that?
Well, we know from Greek mythology that Achilles' mother had a reputation for being very protective over him.
Oh yeah, the arrow thing, right?
Yeah, the arrow thing.
Well, tell me how it goes again?
Well, his mother, Thetis, when Achilles was very young, dipped Achilles into the river Styx. She did this because the river gave people powers of invulnerability, and it was foretold he would die young.
Oh yeah, and she held him by the heel, so his heel was always weak, since it wasn't dipped in the water like the rest of his body. Well, now that we know the stories of Achilles and his heel, how does this show that the woman leading Ajax and Achilles is Achilles' mother?
The woman is in so much grief while leading Ajax and Achilles. It makes sense that this would be Thetis mourning her son, and the teardrop design shows the overwhelming sadness surrounding the situation.
Oh, true. I heard about the Styx River. Isn't it the river that leads the person into the underworld?
Yes, it is. What's your point?
Well, I do notice a line under everyone's feet leading to the left. Is it too much to say that this could represent the river or pathway to the underworld that Thetis is leading them down?
You could say that.
I'm right though, right?
Yeah, I guess, but did you notice the warrior behind Ajax with the snake shield?
I did notice it, but I don't think there's really any significance.
Well, the snake directly links to Athena, goddess of serpents and daughter of Zeus.
Oh wait, you're right. I might be wrong, but isn't she the person who is helping Odysseus and Telemachus in the Odyssey?
Yes, that's the one. Athena is also the goddess of heroic endeavor and is actually known for aiding heroes when they are in need.
I remember how she was guiding Odysseus constantly on his voyage home, like when she disguised him when he first came back to Ithaca.
Yes, indeed. Another Greek woman leading men to their safety.
While talking about the Odyssey, didn't Odysseus visit Achilles in the underworld?
Yes, he did. Odysseus goes to the underworld after being with Circe, where he talks with the shades, and one of them happens to be Achilles.
Oh yeah, I think Odysseus agreed with Achilles by saying, "Blessed in life, blessed in death."
Achilles was trying to tell Odysseus that he would rather be a slave to a terrible master than be king of all the dead, showing how much he hates being in the underworld and not being alive.
But didn't Odysseus cheer up Achilles by talking about the Trojan War and all of his heroic actions?
Yes, he did. It made Achilles very happy and made him forget about the horrible situation that he was in. It also shows how much the heroic lifestyle meant to him when he was alive and fighting in war.
Did you notice that there is more on the other side of the pot?
Yes, there is a soldier being trampled by two other soldiers on horseback. Why do you bring it up?
Well, we were talking about the Trojan War, so I assume that there are soldiers in the Trojan War.
There are soldiers in the Trojan War. Have you noticed the helmets?
Of course I did. How could I miss them?
They are wearing helmets called Iliad helmets, which were worn in the Trojan War. They are also mentioned a few times in the Iliad and the Odyssey. So what do you think is the purpose of the second image on the pot?
To show how horrific the battle scenes of the Trojan War were. Hence, a soldier being stomped on by all the other soldiers. Which leads to the star of the pot, Achilles, who was killed in the battle during the Trojan War by a poisonous arrow hitting his weak spot.
So, what's so special about this pot, Maggie?
This pot, since it is a Greek pot, shows another way a story was passed down in their culture, besides oral tradition. It specifically depicts important war heroes and possibly the Trojan War, which is very important in Greek mythology. Legend says that it was a very horrific war, which involved a lot of participation with men and the gods. It also was a huge inspiration in the Odyssey and the Iliad.
Okay, still not very sure why it's so special.
Let me finish.
Okay, but I don't have all day.
As I was saying, the Trojan War was a very horrific, and it had something to do with everyone, men and gods. The front part of the pot has Achilles, Ajax, and the woman. However, the back has two soldiers on their horses, and one soldier on the ground being trampled by the horses, probably representing how gruesome death could be in the war. Why the pot is so special is because it is passing a story down of part of the Trojan War, and two very important war figures that are being led to most likely Hades.
Oh, I see. It's important because it is talking about not just one, but two important stories of Greek mythology, and it also possibly shows the fate of Achilles since he's being led possibly to Hades, the underworld, which, according to the Odyssey, is where he went.
Exactly. It is linked directly to the Trojan War since Achilles was killed in the war. And we can assume that they were in the Trojan War based on their armor and where Achilles died.
I think it's possible that this is also greatly linked to the gods because of Achilles possibly going to Hades and because the snake of Athena on the shield of the soldier behind Achilles.
I think it is also possible that it was either greatly inspired by the Odyssey and the Iliad or was based off of events that occurred in both of those novels.
I think that is an extremely good point. I think to summarize what the pot is all about is that it is a pot with two stories based on the Odyssey that was something to do with the Trojan War and gods, and both are elaborating on little parts of the books and stories.
And what makes it so special is how they elaborated and how they built another story on a pot based off the original story.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Well, thanks for listening to our little talk about our pot.